This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, Joe. 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? It's Dan Day on all types of social medias, at Dan Day Radio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, now TikTok. I thought I was going to say OnlyFans. No. One day maybe, but now TikTok. Last night after the basketball game at 1:30 in the morning, I was kind of, I better get on TikTok. Couldn't quite figure it out. I didn't have the proper lighting to shoot a video. I also have a plan for my first video, and it was too late to do that. So I am on TikTok at Dan Day Radio. And tonight, even though I'm going to be hosting trivia night at Duffy's over in Plantation, which is always wild and fun, you should stop by. Hit me up for details at Dan Day Radio. I'm going to try to fire up the TikTok app and figure some things out and put some videos out and have a good time on that. But it's going to be a good time at Duffy, so no promises. But by Monday night, I should be on TikTok rocking and rolling. That's enough about my TikTok short career that I've had so far. We're going to get into career guys like Joe Rose, talking boxer, Ray Mancini, The Greeny Show, asking the age-old question, KD or King James, then Hawk and Crowder, ugly basketball or bounce-back basketball. Right now, let's bounce back with some headlines. The Marlins were walked off for the second night in a row last night when Yadier Molina hit an RBI single for the Cardinals, ending the game 1-0 in St. Louis's favor. The Fish start a weekend series against the Cubs tomorrow at 8. Jimmy Butler has turned down a spot on the U.S. Olympic team so he can focus on next season. The Japan Games start July 23rd. Tua Tagovailoa rebounded from a 5-interception minicamp by throwing for 2 touchdowns yesterday. Day 3 of mandatory minicamp is today. The Kawhi Leonard-less Clippers defeated top-seeded Utah 119-111 last night behind Paul George's 37 points. L.A. leads the series 3-2, while Atlanta overcame a 26-point deficit to take a 3-2 series lead over Philly, winning 109-106. Tonight, it's Nets-Bucks at 8:30, with the Nets leading the series 3-2. Inter-Miami's Gonzalo Higuain admits he thought he could play with a cigarette in his mouth while in the MLS. He realizes the league is more competitive than he thought. Inter return from an international break Saturday at 8 against DC United. The Canadiens even their series with the Golden Knights at 1, winning 3-2. Tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's Lightning versus Islanders at 8 with the series tied at 1. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. After being trapped in a Colorado car, a bear tore up the insides in order to escape. The only thing untouched was a case of beer in the back seat. Shoo, trap me in a car with a case of beer and the opposite would occur. A study shows that Pharaoh is the most misspelled word in Florida. Wait, is it Pharaoh or Paroa? I don't know. A maid of honor has threatened to object to her friend's upcoming wedding if she does not let her breastfeed the baby on the altar. Yes, my hot mess of the day. Waking up in the morning, I'm always kind of a hot mess. Some late nights, always doing the trivia stuff. Hit me up at Dan Day Radio. You can come by one night. See how hot and messy it gets. Tonight at Duffy's Plantation. The manager, Nikki's sitting there waiting on me. He said, Dan, it's going to be a wild one tonight. I know. I said, yep, it will. So you can come out to Duffy's tonight, taste test, or just any of my trivia nights at Dan Day Radio and all the social medias. But one guy who stands by me, gets me up, gets me going, Joe Rose. Yes, indeed. He's at Krantz Hollywood. My dude's right there. They were talking to a man who used to be a very bad man, probably can handle his own nowadays, boxer Ray Mancini, and he does not hold back. Talks about today's boxing, bringing back 15 rounds, shorter breaks for boxers between fights, and give me the fight. Give me the fight.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini going to join us, former Hall of Fame lightweight champion of the world, right? This is, you know, one of the tough guys we're going to talk
to
right
and
now.
And it was during a time when boxing,
right,
like 70s and 80s, the fights and the names, and it wasn't just heavyweight. You knew all of them and couldn't wait for him to fight. It was great.
Right, right. Ray, good morning. Thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. How you doing?
All right, good. How you guys doing today?
Ray, we're doing great, man, and we were just talking. We had so many questions for you when we heard we were going to have a chance to talk to you, and we'll talk about that new tequila coming out in just a second. but I got to ask you, man, I'm always curious, as an old-school boxing guy, hell, I'm older than you are, that grew up with boxing and all the great names, Hearns, Pryor, Hagler, Duran, all you guys. It was fantastic time. What do you think of today's boxing and where it is?
Look, I always say a lot of good fighters still, a lot of good fighters. And you can't blame the fighters that they only got to go 12 rounds as opposed to 15. But I said, it's hard to talk about greatness in the era of 12 rounds. It's hard to talk about greatness because the last three rounds changed the course of history in boxing. For instance, Joe Louis was way behind Billy Kahn when he knocked him out in the 13th round, 1937. Rocky Marciano was behind Joe Walcott going into the 13th round when he knocked him out. And then, of course, Ray Leonard was way, way behind Tommy Hearns when he came back and knocked him out in the 14th round of their first fight, you know, that big fight. So what I'm saying is, if according to 12 rounds, I'm undefeated because I was beating Alexis going into the 14th round. I was ahead on two of the three cards, and I was ahead of Bramble on all three cards. So my point being is 15 rounds is the true championship distance. But you don't blame the fighters. You don't blame the fighters. That's a television decision, and that's what it is right now. So a lot of great fighters right now, a lot of great fighters. And people always say, could they have gone 15? Some of them we like to think so, but we don't know because they never had to. The only knock is, another thing I make a joke, but I'm half joking, to get paid a hell of a lot more to do a hell of a lot less.
It's the American way right there. Right?
The other thing is we crack up because you guys used to fight like, I'm joking here, but it seemed like you fought like every 3 or 4 or 5 weeks or 8 weeks you're fighting.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Hey, when I was fighting, look, one thing I'm proud of, I said, I only fought 5.5 years as a pro. I had 34 fights in 5.5 years. But the other thing I'm most proud of is when I was a champion from May of 82 to June of 84, I had seven fights in 24 months is an average of 1 every 3 months.
Wow.
I had 7 fights in that time. So this is what I'm talking about. You're right. You're not wrong. We were fighting every couple of months, 6 to 8 weeks.
Ray,
because that's what TV wanted, and they were building us up, and people wanted to see that.
Ray, these heavyweights, we can't get between the money and the promoters. We can't get these great heavyweights to fight each other except every 3 years.
And I blame the fighters for that. I blame the fighters for that. People talk about the promoters. Let me tell you something. I've said this repeatedly. The fighters, we control our destiny. They work for us. We don't work for them. Bob Arum has been the best promoter for the last 60 years for a reason. When Tommy and Ray wanted to fight, they both went to Bob, make the fight. Bob made the fight. When Hagler and Leonard wanted to fight the first time, when Duran Leonard wanted to fight the first time, even though Duran was with Don King, DK, DK and Bob reached over the table, shook hands, and let's make a deal. My point being is the fighters went to the promoters and make the fight. The promoter makes the fight. I didn't hear no fighters now clamoring to fight another guy. Look, I'm so disappointed. The fight now, the biggest fight out there right now is Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford. Instead of saying, hey, make that fight. Bob, make the fight. What do you hear these guys? well, I got to get a 60-40. I got to get 70-30. Right, I get 30, right. 70%. He makes the 30%, which is a way of saying I don't want to fight. I just don't get it anymore. If you want a legacy, if you want achieve greatness in the sport, if you want, like I said, a legacy to last forever, then you say, give me the best. To be the best, you want to fight the best.
Right.
But that's not what we're hearing anymore.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini joining us right here on the Toyota.
I love the fired up.
It's good stuff, Ray, when you're fired up on this
right.
show.
I am fired up because I can't stand it when fighters talk about things they go, I'm great at this. Now you ain't nothing because you ain't fighting the best. To be the best, you want to fight the best and beat the best.
Right.
And if you want to, you call the guys out, and you don't have to go out and, you know, make it a spectacle on air or tell your promoter, make the fight.
Right.
Give me that fight. But you ain't hearing these guys say that.
Ray, what do you think of UFC now and it's what it's been able to do? What are your thoughts?
Oh, UFC has been kicking our ass for years. It's taken a big, big chunk out of boxing. Big chunk. But
yes.
Look, for the big fights, still, the big fights, 6 out of 10 top, I believe, 6 or 7 out of top 10 pay-per-view events of all time are boxing. It's not MMA. As great fighters as they are, I mean, as great athletes as they are, and there are some great fighters there. You know, it's just, it's boxing, there's certain, boxing is an art form that UFC isn't. And I think that's the difference. But they're great fighters, great athletes. I admire these guys very much. Especially, I'm a big fan of the one guy from down in Miami, Masvidal.
Yeah.
Yes. Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, he's a badass boy. Yeah. I could see where you'd like him. Yeah, he likes to go out.
Yeah, because he takes a fight on a week's notice or, you know,
right.
The first fight with the. And he said, yeah, I love a guy who challenges himself. You know, I love a guy who wants to beat, to fight the best, man. You know, and I admire that. I admire that guy. I really do. I never met him. I'd love to meet him someday. And you know, because I just think he reminds me of modern-day Roberto Duran in boxing. Duran fought everybody and anybody during that time. Duran fought everybody. You know, he wasn't afraid. He fought everybody. And you know, and that's why Roberto's the greatest. So Masvidal reminds me in that sense that he'll fight anybody on the sometimes not. Sometimes it's not the best bus for us personally. Sometimes you got to let your body rest. Sometimes you're not in the best of shape. And, you know, but I admire that it takes the challenge. That's what I'm saying.
Ray, what do you think about when we get one of these big boxers in the ring and they're fighting one of these celebrities or they're fighting one of these YouTube guys?
The Paul brothers.
Right. Like, Ray, this has got to shake you the wrong way, I'm guessing, right?
I get it. Because they think it's entertainment. It's not entertainment. It's garbage for me. It's garbage. These brothers, I admire the fact that they capitalize in a capitalist country in a capitalist way. But, I mean, it's garbage. They're challenging. Not only, here's the thing. If you said you wanted to fight Floyd Mayweather, what are you? Not you. Any fight, even if it was a young boxer, 4 or 6 round boxer, I want to fight Floyd Mayweather next. Well, a kid, you got to go through 40 fights to get it, right? Here's a kid who you never had one fight, calls him out on Twitter, on YouTube.
Right.
And the thing that bothers me is that you used to have the Nevada Commission was the best commission because they wouldn't let garbage fights like that happen.
Right.
Now they're all going for the buck. It's all about it's a money grab. And they're accepting and they're allowing fights like that to happen. That's the problem for me. You got a guy who's probably the greatest fighter over the last 30 years, and you got a YouTube kid saying who never had one single fight, saying, I want to fight him. Oh, okay. But because he's got a following, they allow it to happen. Yeah, that's the age we're in. I get it. It's supposed to be entertainment. You know, it isn't for me. You know, it isn't for
me. It's me neither.
I ain't paying to see the garbage. No. But, you know, and the fact that a guy like Floyd comes out and says, look, I'm stole money. I'm stealing money from you people. And he tells you he is,
right.
and people still buy it. What's that say about the mentality of the people buying the things? I mean, it's a spectacle now. It's a spectacle, man.
Right.
I respect fighters. I love the sport that I was a part of. I want and keep the integrity of it. And these kids think that they're fighters. They're thinking I'm laughing because if they went in with a real fighter, they'd get an ass whipping that they could, you know, that would teach them.
Right.
That would teach them that maybe this isn't what I had in mind.
You don't see him handpicking a top 10 a guy in boxing right now.
No, you don't see that. No, you ain't. No, no.
You're not talking trash to one of those guys. You're exactly right.
No.
Get hit right on the chin, and it'll be over then. Hey, Ray, let's talk about that tequila. You've been so good. Tell us all about your tequila, man.
Well, if you're a tequila guy, you're going to love this. you know, one with life, you know, we call ow, one with life, right? That it's just, one with life is all organic, you know, and it's really a product that's really a wholesome product that you really, if you're a tequila person, you want to love this. It's just easy drinking. It's good for the body, you know, and it isn't, like I said, you're not drinking anything that isn't all organic. And like I said, tequila drinkers, it's a drink of choice of my children's generation, the kids that 20 to 30 year generation. Tequila is their drink of choice. And I like good tequila. You know, I like tequila, especially with margarita. You know, you got to have the margarita.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got to have the good tequila in there to make a margarita what it should be. So, no, it's right on. And I'm very proud to be part of this company. You know, and I'm proud to be part of it with Larry Holmes, Maureen Shea, and, of course, our boy Teofimo Lopez, who I feel bad for him.
Right. I was going to ask you about Daniel. Oh, man.
He was supposed to fight Daniel Way, next week?
No, this weekend. Right, Saturday was supposed to happen, right.
Yeah, and I truly feel bad. You know, not so funny. The thing is, when I was fighting, if you had a sniffle, cough, or cold, if you even had a flu, there's so many fighters that fought with the flu.
Right.
They'd say, well, you know, he'd still fight. But now with this COVID, it's really, man, it's changed everything, changed the world, stopped the world, right? So now it cancels a big event like this. Now, he's got to get himself healthy, come back. Hopefully, they're going to do it again. What, they're talking about August now?
Yeah,
Long time with no money coming in. I'm with you, man.
Right. It is. And here's the rub on that. They're still talking about doing it in Miami. Look, not for nothing. My daughter lives in Miami. My ex-wife, Juanita, from Miami. Nobody wants to be outside in August in Miami.
Right.
Nobody.
Tell them. Right.
How are you going to do this fight in Miami in August? You can't. You can't.
No. Oh, not unless you're trying to lose a bunch of weight. That's the only reason why you would do it outside. Right.
I got
to
tell you.
First of all, who would be sitting outside to watch it? I wouldn't be outside watching it.
Hey, Ray, you've been so good. We might have to have you on like once a week now, Ray. You can talk about your organic tequila.
I love you.
The best.
Hey, we're doing boxing change. I enjoyed it, man. I'd love to come back.
Ray, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
And remember, one with life. Ow. One with life tequila.
That's good stuff right there. Ray Mancini, true boxer. Sounding like one, acting like one. Would love to go out and have a good time with him and not get into a fight with him. Oh, some guy that I'd argue with if I saw him in person and we had a disagreement. Greeny. He's my cool guy, though, man. He's talking about this.
I think it's LeBron and KD. And I think KD has surpassed him.
Whoa. Hot takes from Greeny on the way here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five 60 the Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. What's shaking? I'm Dan Day. Got some Kings of Leon Temple going in the background. One of their hits, not a huge hit, but probably my favorite song from Kings of Leon. Kings of Leon, a great band. Temple, just one of those great songs. Underappreciated. So figured I'd give it some shine here on 560 the Joe Radio Rewind. Once again, it's Dan Day at Dan Day Radio on all the social medias. It's always Greeny on your radio or listening device weekdays from 10 to noon. Greeny's all over the TV, all over the radio, all over the place, it just seems. And why not? Because he's asking good questions like this one. KD or King James?
Is Kevin Durant the best basketball player in the world? Is this the first time since LeBron James became LeBron James that this felt like it was a legitimate question? Forget about those finals MVPs. That was nonsense. This whole idea that, well, he beat LeBron in the finals back-to-back years in Golden State, and he'd put up these numbers and those numbers was the MVP, that was ridiculous. If you had flipped the two of them, if LeBron had been on the Warriors and Kevin Durant had been on the Cavaliers, someone else would have been in the finals. No one takes those teams to the finals except for LeBron James. So LeBron James was the best player in the world then. He was better than KD, and he was better than anybody. And he's been the best player in the world for a really long time. LeBron James has been the best basketball player in the world. You know, that is sort of like the pound-for-pound champ. You know, that's a belt that you sort of hold for a period of time. Not too many people in history have had it longer than he had it. LeBron James probably became the best player in the NBA somewhere in the neighborhood of 2010. I'm just making up a time. So that's at least a decade that he was that. Not too many people have been that. Michael Jordan was that. Now, he was absent for two of those years. He didn't play in the NBA for two of those years, but he was still the best basketball player in the world. The 2 years that he was playing baseball, he was still the best basketball player in the world. Everybody knew it. So Michael is on that list. Others have been on that list over periods of time. Like Kobe was probably the one from whom LeBron inherited this, but and there have been others. But is it over now? Is it time to say Kevin Durant is the best player in the world? Jokic is the MVP. Steph had an unbelievable season. Luka, Giannis in the regular season. Harden when healthy. Kawhi when interested. Those would be the other contenders. But I think we're talking about LeBron and KD. They're sort of like the Brady and Manning of their era. LeBron's era goes back farther, obviously, and he was the better one for the longer period of time. But I think it is possible that he has been supplanted. You made an interesting point to me this morning, Hembo, as we were in the office getting ready. You know, the Suns team that just dispatched LeBron's Lakers, pretty comparable to this Milwaukee team. LeBron, when he lost AD, had no answers. KD was out there. He's lost his guys. He gave you the ultimate answer. 49 points on 23 shots last night. So I think it's an interesting question, and I will ask it to the members of the Hashtag crew. Nuno, beginning with you, you're my VP of basketball passion and insight. Is Kevin Durant the best basketball player in the world?
Yes, and I think he was already on or close to LeBron's level before the Achilles, and I think at this point he is that guy.
See, this is why this is so important, because he may or may not have been on LeBron's level, but you couldn't have confirmed it. You could have believed it, but you couldn't confirm it. And that's why his decision to go team up with those guys in Golden State, his decision not to beat him but to join him, had an enormous and profound impact on his legacy. Because you're right, Kevin Durant might actually have been the best basketball player in the world in 2017, 2018, 2019, until he tore the Achilles. But how would you know? Because he didn't have to be. He didn't have to be the best basketball player in the world for that team to win championships. And they did. They cruised easily, as everyone knew they would. And the impact, I think, has been profound on Durant's psyche. Because there's a part of Durant, and look, you see it. He is acutely aware of what everyone is saying about him. I mean, the history on social media is well documented. Just go to his Twitter account. He's on there constantly. He spends more time on social media than my kids do. So the point is, he's very aware of that. And so that's why I think this game last night, for those who don't think he needed that last night, I say you're dead wrong. I think he did. Not because Nuno was wrong, because Nuno's giving you an opinion. He thought Durant was the best player already, and that may very well have been true, but you couldn't prove it because he didn't need to be. LeBron was the best player in the world because there were so many times when he needed to be. Yes, he had Kyrie Irving on those teams that won the champion, that team that won the championship, and Kevin Love. But LeBron James had to be every bit the best player in the world for that team to have any chance to beat the 73-win Warriors, which they did. LeBron James was by far the best player on the floor in the finals the year before that, when I would absolutely argue and will continue to that he should have been the MVP of the finals, even though they lost the year they gave it to Andre Iguodala. LeBron James winning two games in that series without Kyrie or Kevin Love was an enormous accomplishment. He led both teams in points, rebounds, assists, everything. He was by leaps and bounds the best player on the floor. Should absolutely have been the MVP of that series, but whatever. LeBron James was the best player in the world, and I believe still deserved to hold that title entering this season, because I don't think you could prove it with Kevin Durant. And I just went through some of the other names. Jokic is the MVP, but we're not going to say he's the best player in the world. Steph Curry took a big step this year. I don't think I'd say he's the best player in the world, but he's not as far away from it as you might think. Luka may be on the come. Giannis is too flawed. Harden is too flawed. Kawhi is too hurt. I think it's LeBron and KD. And I think KD has surpassed him. Now, many may not know this, but our board operator, Bubba, before his now somewhat storied career in radio production, was actually a basketball historian. And is, as I believe, do you have a plaque or whatever it is you have in the Springfield Basketball Hall of Fame commemorating all of your accomplishments in that regard?
Oh, so there's more than one plaque.
It's multiple plaques. That's correct. I didn't mean to sell you short on plaques.
A plaque.
My apologies. That's correct. A plaque. Is Kevin Durant now the best player in the world?
Yep.
Was he already?
Yep.
I don't know why I find that funny, but I do. Devin, I'll have you chime in on this. Devin, is Kevin Durant the best basketball player in the world?
I don't think anyone else in the NBA is doing what KD did last night as efficiently as he did it.
That's fair. That's fair. He's the best scorer, for sure. He's the best scorer I've ever seen. So Hembo and I were having a talk. Let me take you inside the curtain. Hembo and I are in the office this morning. So we do our meeting at 6 in the morning. We do our get-up meeting. And that usually lasts till somewhere between 6:30 and 6:45. And then Hembo and I will go in my office and we plan out whatever, you know, needs to be planned out for here today. And I'm texting back and forth with Nuno and whatever else. But Hembo is my vice president of ideas. He's just feeding me ideas. And so Hembo, you said to me this morning, what was the thing that you said that sparked this entire... Oh, you said to me this morning, we should do a green list on one of two things. The greatest individual game performances you've ever seen and the greatest scorers you've ever seen. And I thought the greatest individual performances would require too much research. Like, we're not ready to do that. Like, we'd be leaving things out. Mm-hmm. That's something that requires a lot of research.
Right.
And the top scorers, I think, is too obvious. I just think it's too obvious. Michael Jordan was as great a scorer of the basketball as you could ever imagine. Wilt Chamberlain was as great a scorer of the basketball as you could ever imagine. There have been others, but there has never been one better than this. No one has ever put the basketball into the hoop better than Kevin Durant. No one ever had more ways to do it. No one was ever more unstoppable trying to do it. Kevin Durant is the best scorer that I've ever seen and that anyone has ever seen and then was ever born. I don't even think that's debatable. So I didn't think that that green list was interesting enough. But I do think it's debatable whether or not he's the best player in the world. It's an interesting question.
Greeny always getting into it. Tough questions to answer right there. Those guys affect the game so differently, KD and King James. Both very, very dominant. Both I would never want to see on a basketball court with money on the line because I am not guarding them. I try, and I would lose my money and probably my dignity. Never losing dignity, Hawk and Crowder.
I want to ask Coach L about that from a coaching side because people are killing Doc Rivers today.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But my thing is that Doc wasn't shooting and Doc wasn't defending.
Joe Z filling in for Hawk, but Crowder's still there. Keep it tuned. More from them next here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Something is not right with me. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How do you do? I am Dan Day, getting ready to go out to Duffy's in Plantation. Trivia night, 8 o'clock. It is a party. Last week, I stuck around till midnight DJing, and the only reason I stopped DJing is because the bar closed and people didn't want to leave. So who knows what'll be in store for tonight. Follow me on social media. Maybe I'll post some pictures. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and now TikTok. At Dan Day Radio. Also got Cold War Kids playing in the background. Cold War Kids, so underrated. They got new music out, but this is one of their classics, Something Is Not Right With Me. And when I wake up tomorrow morning, after the night out that I'm going to have tonight, working and playing, I'm going to be like, something is not right with me. But I'll get some coffee, and I'll get myself ready, and I'll be on work here, and then I'll have fun listening to Hawk and Crowder. Although Hawk, he's on vacation. He's up in Pennsylvania. And, of course, Atlantic City Gambling. And he is going to take some time to be with his son. But that's okay because we got Josie, voice of the Hurricanes, with us. Him and Crowder and Solana and the whole crew making it good for you. Talking about so many good things like coffee spills, ugly basketball, and bounce back basketball.
Crowder, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. Feeling good. Happy to have you. Thank you so much. Hawk's out running around the world somewhere. So
where is he?
Had to bring in a professional.
Vacation?
He went to Pennsylvania, drop his son off, and then he's finding a way to Atlantic City to gamble. He always finds a way to go gamble, Joe, and he pulls me into it.
Everything good with you, Crowder? All good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I spilled coffee this morning on my wife's new couch. So I imagine that's not going to go too well when we get home, but I did my very best to blotch it out, and then I said, the hell with this. I just flipped it over.
Flip the cushion.
Doesn't that work?
How long
before she figures out that I flipped the cushion on the new couch?
Well, now that you told the world.
You're all probably going to tell her, right?
You want to go grab a beer after this or something? You want to go home?
Four corners offense might be good. We have Steven Preciado today as our producer. We have Jimmy Garcia. And we have Solana. Solana, are you with us?
Do you hear me, Joe?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Nice.
Good connection, too.
So that's our team today. Solana, Steven, Jimmy, Crowder, and me, Joe Z.
Thanks, Solana was asking. Do you have any freestyle skills?
I have no freestyle skills. I have no singing skills.
Joe, we heard you call games. That's freestyle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you're watching what's happening. You're calling. That's a freestyle ability.
Calling a game. But I thought you meant like, some kind of rap song. That probably is not my genre. It'd probably be a good bet on your part that would not be in my wheelhouse.
Are you more country, R&B? I know you got the love songs now, Joe. I know how you are.
I like U2.
Bono and
Bono. I like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Bono, U2. I did see Coldplay on television this morning. I did see a Coldplay concert. My daughter and I went to see Coldplay. I don't know if that's man enough. I don't know where they fall. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. They put on a hell of a show.
I don't know. Solana, is Coldplay, is that man enough to talk about?
I don't know if it's man enough, Josie, but that's good. Thumbs up, because you're right. Coldplay does put on a show. They're known as being one of these bands that put on a heck of a show. I saw that performance this morning as well, Joe, on Good Morning America.
Right after, show.
The Today Show, my bad. The Today Show, right after somebody jumped out of a plane. Did you see that?
I did not see her
Laura
jump.
Bush.
Jenna Bush. I did not see her jump out of the plane. But I think she probably did that in honor of her grandfather.
Right,
He used to jump out of the plane.
Right, yeah. They were keeping up the family tradition. I didn't even know that.
I don't really like Solana.
There was a Bush.
Solana, I don't really go down the path of jumping out of airplanes. You know,
that's not no freestyling, no jumping out of airplanes. We're learning a lot about Josie today, Crowder.
No, this is something I wanted. We have 2 days with Joe, and I asked him last time he was on. Joe's been in a plane crash, and it's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard in my life.
That's right.
Joe doesn't like to tell it. I'm gonna get it out of him these next 2 days.
I find it would be depressing for people to hear.
Joe, remember when you told me and I was sitting there and my jaw dropped? I was just listening like I'm watching a movie. Bro, that story's crazy.
It is crazy. Somewhat depressing. We're supposed to be uplifting here, make people laugh.
Enlightening, life experiences. It's a life experience. I'm gonna get it out of them. I'm gonna get it out of them. Listeners, I'm gonna get the story out of them here in the next 2 days.
Solana, I'm supposed to be driving this show here. Did I miss headlines? It's headline time, right? Do we do headlines now?
Oh, we could do headlines. Yeah, we can do that, Joe. I mean, there's so much going on last night.
Oh my god, we have a lot of things happening here. We should tell our audience who our guests are, right?
That's right.
I'm watching the game last night before you get to your headlines, Crowder, and I'm a 76ers fan, sort of, and they're up by 20 points.
Yes.
I turned the game off, and then I forgot to go back to it. I turned the game off. I walked into the other room. My wife is watching The Real Housewives of Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, one of them.
Don't ask me.
So I started asking questions about, well, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? And the conversations that these women are having are, you know, pretty strange.
Very strange.
Like, is this what happens in the real world? And then I said, oh, crap. And I ran back to the room and the game was over. And I'm like, wait a minute. The 76ers lost? That's impossible.
26 points.
Impossible.
Joe is not impossible. It can't be impossible. Yeah. It happened. I want to ask Coach L about that from a coaching side, because people are killing Doc Rivers today.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But my thing is that Doc wasn't shooting and Doc wasn't defending. Like, that's why,
like,
I'm glad
that they just stopped playing.
Yeah.
I saw up to the first time out in the fourth quarter, he tried to stop the bleeding right away. They missed Dwight Howard misses an easy shot right in front of the rim. Would have put him up by 20 again in the fourth quarter. Atlanta went down, made a couple of shots, and he called timeout, and then I missed the rest.
It was ugly.
Yeah, it's like the tape ran out on me. So, meanwhile, Solana, what do you got for us?
As you mentioned, the final score in that game, Game 5, Hawks beat the Sixers 109-106. They were down 26 at halftime. They were down 18 at the end of the third quarter. Sixers social media is trolling the Hawks at halftime, and then only Joel Embiid and Seth Curry shoot the ball in the fourth quarter for the Sixers. Hawks come all the way back. They now lead the series 3-2.
It's sad that they have to pull out Ben Simmons because they'll foul him and Doc doesn't want him on the line.
I can't believe he can't make a free throw. It's got to be psychological, right?
I remember the big guy. I remember Hack a Shaq. Like Hack a Dwight was something when he was younger.
But this is a guard.
I've never seen Hack a all-star guard.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And he looks uncomfortable at the line. He's all weird at the line. Yeah. Then we talked about this Ben. This Ben is not a number two player. Ben Simmons is letting down Joel Embiid, who is, what, top three in MVP voting this year? Ben Simmons is letting this man down.
No, 37 points last night. Make a free throw. You're a professional NBA player. It's like Steve Sachs playing second base. Do you remember Steve Sachs?
No, I thought you were talking about a saxophone player.
No.
Down. His name.
Guy couldn't throw the baseball.
He couldn't throw it?
From second base to first base. He kept short-arming and kept throwing the ball into the dirt. He had a psychological block. He and Chuck Knoblauch, they could not throw the ball from second base to first base. It's not a very hard throw. You're going to say shortstop to first base, I get it. But second base to first base is a rather easy toss, which they could not accomplish. That's like Ben Simmons missing the free throws.
That's ridiculous. And he's an all-star, though. Yeah. This isn't a borderline guy.
Well, these are major league players.
Come on, man. You got the yips, whatever that psychological thing. Yeah, man. Get over it. Go have a drink. Go to a shake spot or something, Joe. That's how I used to get over my yips.
Drink?
And shake spot.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Ben Simmons wanted nothing to do with the ball. Like, that's what's shocking to me. He wants nothing to do with the ball. When the game's on the line, like, that's not a star player, right? Like, he wants absolutely doesn't want the ball. Just they're just leaving him in at the 3-point line, and he can't shoot a 3-pointer.
Would you want the ball if you're gonna embarrass yourself, bro? Your fans are cheering when you're at the line, like it's the last shot of the game. In the second quarter, when Ben went to the line, the fans are amping him up. They're yelling his name. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is the time to go get a beer. Go to the bathroom. 3 free throws. They're cheering him on like it's the Super Bowl or something because they know this man can't shoot. It's embarrassing. Ben should be embarrassed.
Every time I think there's a game like this where a team collapses, Milwaukee did it the other night. And you go, series is over. Professional athletes do often, I have to give him credit, show up with a backbone and bounce back in the next game.
Yes, yes. That's what
So we'll I'm not going to be shocked if Milwaukee bounces back tonight. We'll see.
We'll see. But James is coming. Well, James Harden played last two nights ago.
He didn't look good, though.
But now he has 2 more days of rest. And I don't know, Joe. I think this Nets series might be over tonight.
Another shocking result last night was the following game. The Clippers, they beat the Jazz 119-111 on the road. As we know, no Kawhi Leonard. PG-13 came to play, though. He didn't want to let people get those jokes off on social media anymore. You know, like he's done with that. And PG came to play last night. Respect to Paul George. They lead the series now 3-2. It shifts back to LA looking to close that one out on Saturday.
3 straight games of 30 plus for George. Yeah. The unsung hero is Mr. June, Reggie Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. With his glasses on. Glasses and his headband.
I don't know if those glasses are if they help him, but man alive. He made some big shots.
Oh, Horace Grant looking old fella there. But yeah, and then Donovan Mitchell, he was off.
They have done a pretty good job of lassoing Donovan Mitchell lately.
Yes.
They junk up their zone a little bit. They seem like everybody goes wherever Mitchell goes. He's really good at slithering and snaking to the rim and voiding guys and getting to the rim, but they have made it really hard on him.
Like, if you have a player like that and you see it's just not his night, when do you tell him that? Like, Donovan, they have a plan for you. Start passing the ball, because he was shooting some threes in that fourth quarter that should never have been shot.
Yep.
18 seconds left on the shot clock. I'm like, Donovan, that's a terrible shot.
I think
shot.
It gets contagious because everybody else in Utah shot lousy last night as well.
Yes. Well, when you're leader, you just said it. We have our team.
Yeah.
You know, we have our team now, Jimmy and Steven, Solana. And then your team leader is lacking. Other people going to start lacking, Joe.
The playoff basketball was mucho bonita last night. Hopefully it is great again tonight. I'm going to try to keep an eye on it while I'm doing my trivia over there at Duffy's Inn Plantation. It starts at 8. And then it just gets crazy. Trivia fun for everyone. Then I do some DJing. We have some beers. The manager, Nikki, she tries to get us all straightened up. But she lets us have fun. So it's all fun for everyone. Remember, if you have any questions about this show, about trivia, about life, hit me up at Dan Day Radio. All basic social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok now. I told you the other night, tried to figure it all out. It was too late after the basketball games, maybe too many beers, and it's just too complicated. I'm going to work on my TikTok game. My goal is to become a TikTok star and not only have the TikTok stardom make me money, but parlay that into OnlyFans. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with OnlyFans. I've never even been on the site, but I can only imagine what it's like. But who knows? Maybe one day, OnlyFans. Oh, but TikTok today, OnlyFans tomorrow. Got a big weekend coming up. Hopefully you have some fun things planned. It is Father's Day. Let me remind you, Father's Day, Father's Day, Father's Day, saying it 3 times so that you don't forget to take care of the fathers in your life, whether it be your dad, your dad-in-law, someone that is a dad, someone that wants to be a dad, whatever. Be sure to take care of them. Most of them have made sacrifices for us. Euro Cup continues. We got the Copa starting back up. Yes, More sports, more better. Been loving watching football all day, basketball all night. To me, that's like the perfect combination. So make the most of it, and we're going to cover it all right here, whether it be Joe Rose, whether it be Greeny, Hawk and Crowder, myself. We got you covered. Download the podcast for free wherever you get your podcast. The Odyssey app, or you can simply go to our website, WQAM.com. Or you can just listen tomorrow at 6 o'clock, because I'll be here with you for a Feel Good Friday edition of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug. Something is not right with me. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How do you do? I am Dan Day, getting ready to go out to Duffy's in Plantation. Trivia night, 8 o'clock. It is a party. Last week, I stuck around till midnight DJing, and the only reason I stopped DJing is because the bar closed and people didn't want to leave. So who knows what'll be in store for tonight. Follow me on social media. Maybe I'll post some pictures. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and now TikTok at Dan Day Radio. Also got Cold War Kids playing in the background. Cold War Kids, so underrated. They got new music out, but this is one of their classics, Something Is Not Right With Me. And when I wake up tomorrow morning after the night out that I'm going to have tonight, working and playing, I'm going to be like, something is not right with me. But I'll get some coffee, and I'll get myself ready, and I'll be able to work here, and then I'll have fun listening to Hawk and Crowder. Although Hawk, he's on vacation. He's up in Pennsylvania and, of course, Atlantic City gambling. And he is going to take some time to be with his son. But that's okay, because we got Josie, voice of the Hurricanes, with us. Him and Crowder and Solana and the whole crew making it good for you. Talking about so many good things like coffee spills, ugly basketball, and bounce back basketball.
Crowder, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. Feeling good. Happy to have you. Thank you so much. Hawk's out running around the world somewhere. So
where is he?
Had to bring in a professional.
Vacation?
He went to Pennsylvania, drop his son off, and then he's finding a way to Atlantic City to gamble. He always finds a way to go gamble, Joe, and he pulls me into it.
Everything good with you, Crowder? All good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I spilled coffee this morning on my wife's new couch. So I imagine that's not going to go too well when we get home, but I did my very best to blotch it out, and then I said, the hell with this. I just flipped it over.
Flip the cushion.
Doesn't that work?
How long
before she figures out that I flipped the cushion on the new couch?
Well, now that you told the world.
You're all probably going to tell her, right?
You want to go grab a beer after this or something? You want to go home?
Four corners offense might be good. We have Steven Preciado today as our producer. We have Jimmy Garcia. And we have Solana. Solana, are you with us?
Do you hear me, Joe?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Nice.
Good connection, too.
So that's our team today. Solana, Steven, Jimmy, Crowder, and me, Joe Z.
Thanks, Solana was asking. Do you have any freestyle skills?
I have no freestyle skills. I have no singing skills.
Joe, we heard you call games. That's freestyle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you're watching what's happening. You're calling. That's a freestyle ability.
Calling a game. But I thought you meant like, some kind of rap song. That probably is not my genre. It'd probably be a good bet on your part that would not be in my wheelhouse.
Are you more country, R&B? I know you got the love songs now, Joe. I know how you are.
I like U2.
Bono and
Bono. I like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Bono, U2. I did see Coldplay on television this morning. I did see a Coldplay concert. My daughter and I went to see Coldplay. I don't know if that's man enough. I don't know where they fall. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. They put on a hell of a show.
I don't know. Solana, is Coldplay, is that man enough to talk about?
I don't know if it's man enough, Josie, but that's good. Thumbs up, because you're right. Coldplay does put on a show. They're known as being one of these bands that put on a heck of a show. I saw that performance this morning as well, Joe, on Good Morning America.
The
Today Show, right after somebody jumped out of a plane. Did you see that?
I did not see
Laura
her jump.
Bush.
Jenna Bush. I did not see her jump out of the plane. But I think she probably did that in honor of her grandfather.
Right,
He used to jump out of the plane.
Right, yeah. They were keeping up the family tradition. I didn't even know that.
I don't really like Solana.
There was a Bush.
Solana, I don't really go down the path of jumping out of airplanes. You know,
that's not no freestyling, no jumping out of airplanes. We're learning a lot about Josie today, Crowder.
No, this is something I wanted. We have 2 days with Joe, and I asked him last time he was on. Joe's been in a plane crash, and it's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard in my life.
That's right.
Joe doesn't like to tell it. I'm gonna get it out of him these next 2 days.
I find it would be depressing for people to hear.
Joe, remember when you told me and I was sitting there and my jaw dropped? I was just listening like I'm watching a movie. It's an all, bro, that story's crazy.
It is crazy, somewhat depressing. We're supposed to be uplifting here, make people laugh.
Enlightening, life experiences. It's a life experience. I'm gonna get it out of them. I'm gonna get it out of them. Listeners, I'm gonna get the story out of them here in the next 2 days.
Solana, I'm supposed to be driving this show here. Did I miss headlines? It's headline time, right? Do we do headlines now?
Oh, we could do headlines. Yeah, we can do that, Joe. I mean, there's so much going on last night.
Oh, my God. We have a lot of things happening here. We should tell our audience who our guests are, right?
That's mm-hmm. right.
I'm watching the game last night before you get to your headlines, Crowder, and I'm a 76ers fan, sort of, and they're up by 20 points.
Yes.
I turned the game off, and then I forgot to go back to it. I turned the game off. I walked into the other room. My wife is watching The Real Housewives of Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, one of them.
Don't ask me.
So I started asking questions about, well, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? And the conversations that these women are having are, you know, pretty strange.
Very strange.
Like, is this what happens in the real world? And then I said, oh, crap. And I ran back to the room and the game was over. And I'm like, wait a minute, the 76ers lost? That's impossible.
26 points.
Impossible.
Joe, it's not impossible. It can't be impossible. Yeah. It happened. I want to ask Coach L about that from the coaching side, because people are killing Doc Rivers today.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But my thing is that Doc wasn't shooting and Doc wasn't defending. Like, that's why,
like,
I'm glad
that they just stopped playing.
Yeah.
I saw up to the first timeout in the fourth quarter. He tried to stop the bleeding right away. They missed Dwight Howard misses an easy shot right in front of the rim, would have put him up by 20 again in the fourth quarter. Atlanta went down, made a couple of shots, and he called timeout, and then I missed the rest.
It was ugly.
Yeah, it's like the tape ran out on me. So, meanwhile, Solana, what do you got for us?
As you mentioned, the final score in that game, Game 5, Hawks beat the Sixers 109-106. They were down 26 at halftime. They were down 18 at the end of the third quarter. Sixers social media is trolling the Hawks at halftime, and then only Joel Embiid and Seth Curry shoot the ball in the fourth quarter for the Sixers. Hawks come all the way back. They now lead the series 3-2.
It's sad that they have to pull out Ben Simmons because they'll foul him and Doc doesn't want him on the line.
I can't believe he can't make a free throw. It's got to be psychological, right?
I remember the big guy. I remember Hack a Shaq. Like Hack a Dwight was something when he was younger.
But this is a guard.
I've never seen Hack a all-star guard.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And he looks uncomfortable at the line. He's all weird at the line. Yeah. Then we talked about this Ben. This Ben is not a number two player. Ben Simmons is letting down Joel Embiid, who is, what, top three in MVP voting this year? Ben Simmons is letting this man down.
No, 37 points last night. Make a free throw. You're a professional NBA player. It's like Steve Sachs playing second base. Do you remember Steve Sachs?
No, I thought you were talking about a saxophone player.
No.
Down. His name
guy couldn't throw the Sachs. Couldn't throw the baseball.
He couldn't throw it?
From second base to first base. He kept short-arming and kept throwing the ball into the dirt. He had a psychological block. He and Chuck Knoblauch, they could not throw the ball from second base to first base. It's not a very hard throw. You're going to say shortstop to first base, I get it. But second base to first base is a rather easy toss, which they could not accomplish. That's like Ben Simmons missing the free throws.
That's ridiculous. And he's an all-star, though.
Yeah.
This isn't a borderline guy.
Well, these are major league players.
Come on, man. You got the yips, whatever that psychological thing. Yeah, man. Get over it. Go have a drink. Go to a shake spot or something, Joe. That's how I used to get over my yips.
Drink?
And shake spot.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
and by the way, Ben Simmons wanted nothing to do with the ball. Like, that's what's shocking to me. He wants nothing to do with the ball when the game's on the line. Like, that's not a star player, right? Like, he wants absolutely doesn't want the ball. Just they're just leaving him in at the 3-point line, and he can't shoot a 3-pointer.
Would you want the ball? If you're going to embarrass yourself, bro, your fans are cheering when you're at the line like it's the last shot of the game. In the second quarter when Ben went to the line, the fans are amping him up. They're yelling his name. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is the time to go get a beer. Go to the bathroom. Three free throws. They're cheering him on like it's the Super Bowl or something because they know this man can't shoot. It's embarrassing. Ben should be embarrassed.
Every time I think there's a game like this where a team collapses, Milwaukee did it the other night. And you go, up, series is over. Professional athletes do often, I have to give him credit, show up with a backbone and bounce back in the next game.
Yes. That's what.
So
we'll
I'm not going to be shocked if Milwaukee bounces back tonight. We'll see.
But James is coming. Well, James Harden played last two nights ago.
He didn't look good though.
But now he has two more days of rest, and I don't know, Joe. I think this Nets series might be over tonight.
Another shocking result last night was the following game. The Clippers, they beat the Jazz 119-111 on the road. As we know, no Kawhi Leonard. PG-13 came to play though. He didn't want to let people get those jokes off on social media anymore. You know, like he's done with that. And PG came to play last night. Respect to Paul George. They lead the series now 3-2. It shifts back to LA looking to close that one out on Saturday.
Three straight games of 30-plus for George. Yeah. The unsung hero is Mr. June, Reggie Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. With his glasses on. Glasses and his headband.
I don't know if those glasses are if they help him, but man alive. He made some big shots.
Oh, Horace Grant looking old fella there. But yeah, and then Donovan Mitchell, he was off.
They have done a pretty good job of lassoing Donovan Mitchell lately.
Yes.
They junk up their zone a little bit. They seem like everybody goes wherever Mitchell goes. He's really good at slithering and snaking to the rim and voiding guys and getting to the rim, but they have made it really hard on him.
Like, if you have a player like that and you see it's just not his night, when do you tell him that? Like, Donovan, they have a plan for you. Start passing the ball, because he was shooting some threes in that fourth quarter that should never have been shot.
Yep.
18 seconds left on the shot clock. I'm like, Donovan, that's a terrible shot.
I think
shot.
It gets contagious because everybody else in Utah shot lousy last night as well.
Yes. Well, when you're leader, you just said it. We have our team.
Yeah.
You know, we have our team now, Jimmy and Steven, Solana. And then your team leader is lacking. Other people going to start lacking, Joe.
The playoff basketball was mucho bonita last night. Hopefully it is great again tonight. I'm going to try to keep an eye on it while I'm doing my trivia over there at Duffy's Inn Plantation. It starts at 8. And then it just gets crazy. Trivia fun for everyone. Then I do some DJing. We have some beers. The manager, Nikki, she tries to get us all straightened up, but she lets us have fun. So it's all fun for everyone. Remember, if you have any questions about this show, about trivia, about life, hit me up at Dan Day Radio. All basic social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok now. I told you the other night, tried to figure it all out. It was too late after the basketball games, maybe too many beers, and it's just too complicated. I'm going to work on my TikTok game. My goal is to become a TikTok star and not only have the TikTok stardom make me money, but parlay that into OnlyFans. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with OnlyFans. I've never even been on the site, but I can only imagine what it's like. But who knows? Maybe one day, OnlyFans. Oh, but TikTok today, OnlyFans tomorrow. Got a big weekend coming up. Hopefully you have some fun things planned. It is Father's Day. Let me remind you, Father's Day, Father's Day, Father's Day, saying it three times so that you don't forget to take care of the fathers in your life, whether it be your dad, your dad-in-law, someone that is a dad, someone that wants to be a dad, whatever. Be sure to take care of them. Most of them have made sacrifices for us. Euro Cup continues. We got the Copa starting back up. Yes, more sports, more better. Been loving watching football all day, basketball all night. To me, that's like the perfect combination. So make the most of it, and we're going to cover it all right here, whether it be Joe Rose, whether it be Greeny, Hawk and Crowder, myself. We got you covered. Download the podcast for free wherever you get your podcast. The Odyssey app, or you can simply go to our website, WQAM.com. Or you can just listen tomorrow at 6 o'clock, because I'll be here with you for a Feel Good Friday edition of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.